guys, and welcome to another Morning English podcast. You already know who it is. I'm Dave.
大家好，我是卡拉，欢迎收听今天的早安英文。
Cara, I'm sorry, but I feel sorry that I'm sorry. I don't know how to say this clearly.
What's wrong with you,
Cara? You look I'm really sorry to say this, but you look annoying today. Just kidding. Sorry.Sorry, guys.
我简直整个人都干到不行了。Okay, stop saying sorry. It's annoying.
So you guys heard me saying sorry more than 5 times in the span of 10 seconds. And I was only joking or trying to joke with Kara.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It sounded so sincere. It actually sounded real.
Well, as Kara said today, we are talking about situations that we shouldn't use sorry at because it's very freaking annoying.
对，那今天我们要跟大家聊一个什么样的主题呢？就我们知道大家都想要 be polite， 但是有的时候呢，你就会有点就是 way too much， 对，就会有点讲太多，所以有的情况下英文当中是不需要讲到 I'm sorry 的，因为事情并没有那么严重。那今天呢，就要跟大家来盘点一些常见的场景，就是你不需要说 I'm sorry， 但是你们却常说。那如果说你想要让自己的这个学习效果更加的好呢，可以到我们这个微信公众号，我们有一个相配套的这个文字笔记。那我们的公众号呢叫早安英文，在后台回复笔记两个字就可以免费获取今天啊，还有以前我们所有的节目的文字版本。
The first situation is when you want to joke with your friend. Do not use the word sorry, because it will sound too real and not even a joke, like what I just did with Kara.
对，就好像他刚刚做的那个事情一样，明明在开玩笑，开玩笑之后呢，要讲一个 I'm sorry, 一下就把事情搞得太严重，太认真了。
好像有一点尴尬。
对，所以 the correct way to do joke is quite simple. 你可以讲说 Hey, you look annoying today.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just joking, don't worry.
Yeah, that's the correct way. Don't be like, hey, I'm sorry to say this, but you look annoying today. Just kidding, sorry. Ganga.
So, you know, we can replace I'm sorry with
don't worry.
Or,
I'm just kidding, bro.
JK.
JK.
好好好，下一个 number two. When you're at work 或者呢 in a meeting,、mm-hmm. and you want to add something more,、mm-hmm. 就是你在会议上啊，想要再加一点自己的想法，想要提出自己的意见的时候呢 ，here you really don't need to say sorry or excuse me. 这个 excuse me 会好一点点啦。
Mm-hmm.
那 you should only say what you want to say because that's the purpose of a meeting.
Let me guys give you an example of how it would sound if you use sorry.I'm sorry, everyone. I want to add something. Excuse me.
这样就听起来非常的 weak.
Yeah, that's it.
对，所以你在会议上如果说想要提出自己的观点的时候呢，不需要用 I'm sorry 来开头，因为你没有做错什么事情，对不对？那你可以怎么讲呢？你就可以讲说
Hey, why don't we just do this? You mean, or hey, I would like to add something to this meeting.
你就可以讲说 Hey, 我想要提出一些我自己的想法 I would like to add something 或者呢直接用那个建议的句型叫做 Why don't we just do
Or,
this?
How about we do this?、Mm. There's a lot of words to replace I'm sorry You just don't need to say sorry here
好
Now the third thing, the third situation we'll be talking about is when you're delivering bad news For me, this is very important because I'm pretty sure in the future I'll be giving people a lot of bad newsBecause here's the thing, when you are being apologetic before even talking about the bad news, it makes the bad news seem so freaking terrible.
对，就是当你在告诉别人一个坏消息的时候，最好不要用 I'm sorry 开头。那因为如果你这样子的讲的话呢，就会让人家觉得说天哪天哪天哪，有什么噩耗要来了。
Yeah.
对，就会让人觉得非常的不愉快吧。所以呢，你不要这样子讲。举个反面例子啊，你说 Hey, I'm sorry. I really am so sorry. I really don't know how to tell you this, but you failed.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. Kara made it so like amplified and that I felt like
the end of the world.
Yeah, someone died. But here's how I would do it, the honest way. Hey, I'll just be honest with you. You failed your exam, and I'm pretty sure you could do better next time. Just work harder. I know you could do it.
对，所以你不需要用 I'm sorry 来开头
and
就不太好
even if you want to be apologetic please be apologetic later after you bring the bad news if you want to be sympathetic
对你可以先讲完这个 bad news 然后最后加一句 I'm sorry
yeah、
好那接下来呢下一种情况就是 when it is your fault、
uh-huh.
的确在这种情况下呢 sometimes where you do something wrong and you do need to apologize for it, but you can take responsibility in another way.
Okay, here's the apologetic way of this situation. Hey, I'm so sorry, but I couldn't pass up my project before the deadline. Can I get extra time, please?
就是当你不能按照这个时间线来完成任务的时候呢你当然你可以讲 Hey, I'm so sorry, 什么什么什么的但是呢我们也有另外一种方式你可以这么说I know I haven't passed up the project before the deadline, but I promise you that I am working hard on this. Can I get extra time to perfect it?
Now, here's the thing, guys. There is no shame on being a good person or being kind or even saying sorry. It is completely normal.
对，但是呢 saying sorry too much in situations that you really don't need to be apologetic, it makes you seem weak and soft.
Yeah, so guys, if you want to say sorry, do say it, but don't say it too much.
同时呢，早安英文除了录制免费的音频节目之外，我们也有精心制作付费的课程，帮助大家更加系统的提高英文。大家可以到早安英文的微信公众号私信回复会员两个字就可以了解课程详情了
Thank you guys so much for listening and we are sorry that you didn't if you didn't like this podcast
<Hey. 笑
> No, but thank you guys so much for listening 我是 Dave
我是卡拉
We'll see you guys next time
拜拜
Bye